This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Last week, residents in Hoosick Falls, New York, got the worst news from some blood tests. The tests found elevated levels of a chemical called PFOA in their bloodstream, sometimes 50 to 100 times the amount considered safe. PFOA is a component in waterproofing and non-stick substances used in everything from pizza boxes to waterproof jackets. Studies have linked it to diseases like cancer. The Department of Health apparently knew Hoosick Falls water was contaminated for more than a year before notifying the public. In this case, a direct echo of the water controversy in Flint, Michigan. And here's another echo. Local officials in New York did not notify local residents despite urging from the federal EPA.
It was hard, really hard in the beginning, probably November of this year. The EPA came out with a letter. You know, they were saying don't drink with it, don't cook with it. And yet the Department of Health was giving out a letter at the same meeting that we were at and saying that the chemical was completely fine and it's safe up to 50,000 parts per trillion.
That's Michael Hickey, a Hoosick resident who we spoke to back in February. Hickey tested the drinking water for PFOA after his father died of cancer. Now confronted with the proof from blood tests, there's no longer a question of contamination for all residents of Hoosick Falls. Lorene Hackett has just learned that she and her family have elevated levels of PFOA in their bloodstreams. Welcome, Lorene. How are you feeling right now?
I think we're more shocked and stunned. The worry sort of hasn't hit yet.
What's your doctor tell you about your own health, Lorene?
I've already had a lot of illnesses in my life. Immune suppression, bone issues, etc. I have not talked to my doctor about the number. I go see him this week. It's so not about me. It's so about our community and my grandchildren. My grandchildren's numbers were so, so high, and they're only 4 and 6. We don't know what the future holds for them.
You say your grandchildren's numbers were so high. Can you give me more specific details?
Sure. My 4-year-old granddaughter's number was 117. My grandson's was 142. And now mind you that the national average is 2.
Two. Oh, my goodness. And what about the body's ability to purge this chemical from tissues and blood?
I'm hearing the average that the half-life is between 4 and 9 years. But we're looking at 15 years if we're never exposed to it again for it to rid itself.
And what do your grandchildren know about what's going on?
They know not to drink the water. They will tell you that. They will tell you that we need good water. One of the things we're pushing for is an entirely new water source. We have temporary filters put on, but we're still drinking poison water through temporary filters. So a lot of people still aren't drinking the water.
And any thought of moving?
I have thought about it. For me, it's too late. You know, I'm a grandmother. I'm older. I've been dosed. I'll deal with that. For my grandchildren, I think my daughter's considering it, but, you know, it's costly. We're not a very rich community. We don't make a whole lot of money, so to uproot everything is emotional and costly.
In the last 18 months, some very prominent lawmakers and political figures in Albany have had to resign because of charges against them. Given the situation in Flint and the severity of that, do you think that this warrants the resignation of Governor Cuomo?
I don't know about that, but we are certainly Mr. Cuomo's Flint, and he has been trying to avoid that. I'm pretty sure it angers him, but it's the same concept. It's government being quiet and not sharing necessary information that is hurting people's health.
Lorene Hackett is a resident of Hoosick Falls who, along with her family, and particularly as she was just telling us, her grandchildren, has elevated levels of PFOA in her bloodstream, a contamination from a factory in the local area.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.